Revi. Vayikra Moshe el Kol Yisrael, and Moshe called to all of Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Alehem, and he said to them, Shema Yisrael, listen Klal Yisrael, es hachukim ves hamishpotim, to the chukim and mishpotim, asher anoichi doiver beoznechem hayom, that I am speaking in your ears today, ulamadatem oisom, and you shall learn them, ushemartem, and watch them, la asoisom, to do them. Hashem Elokeinu kori simonu bris b'chorev, Hashem our God sealed with us a bris, a covenant at Har Sinai. Not only with our fathers who are not living today, the previous generation, did Hashem seal this bris. Ki itonu, because also with us, anachnu ele poi hayoim, the ones who are here today, kulonu chayim, who are all alive. Not only with the previous generation did Hashem say the Aseret HaDibros to, but also to us. Ponim befonim, face to face, divar Hashem imochem, did Hashem speak to you, Bahor, in the mountain, mitoicho esh, from the midst of the fire. And Rashi does not want to learn ponim befonim to mean that Hashem spoke face to face to Klal Yisrael, because the pasuk says, ki lo yirani ha'odom v'choy, a person cannot see the face of Hashem and live. Therefore Rashi learns ponim befonim means that Hashem spoke to you directly, and I was not like a middleman who goes between the buyer and seller and lies to the buyer and lies to the seller in order to make the deal go through. But rather, I was like an honest broker, not changing anything that Hashem said. Anoichi oimein ben Hashem uveinechem bo'oisahi. I stood between Hashem and you at that time. Lahagid lochem es dvar Hashem, to tell you the word of Hashem. Ki yireisem mipenei ho'esh, because you were afraid of the fire. V'le alisem bahor, and you did not want to go up on the mountain. As the Ramban explains, Klal Yisrael heard the first two Dibros from Hashem. However, after that, Moshe took over and explained the next eight. Like Rashi says in Parashas Yisroi, that Klal Yisrael heard all the Aseres HaDibros Bebas Achas, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated one at a time, Anoichi V'Layilecha. However, Klal Yisrael could not handle the awesomeness of Hashem, and Moshe took over and explained the next eight by himself. So although I was the one by the last eight who said the Dibrois, you heard all 10 from Hashem Bebas Achas, and you also heard Anoichi V'Layilcha directly from Hashem. So you heard the words of Hashem, and I acted in the role of an honest broker, not changing anything that Hashem said. And the Pasuk continues, Lamor saying, as Rashi says, Lamor is going back on Pasuk Dalid, where the Pasuk says, Ponim Befonim, directly did Hashem speak to you from the mountain. And what did he say? Lamor saying, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, I am Hashem your God, and the rest of the Aseres HaDibros. And now Moshe repeats the Aseres HaDibros. And there are many differences between the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisroi and the ones mentioned here. You can look in Sefer Shari Aharon, who discusses many of these differences, and also in the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Yisroi. For a chart comparing the Dibros Rishonos and the Dibros mentioned here, you can look at the back of the art scroll Chamishei Chumshei Torah, Stone Edition, where there a table comparing the two Dibros is printed. We will mention some of the differences as we explain the Pesukim. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher Hotzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Egypt, Mibeis Avodim, from the house of slavery. I took you out of Mitzrayim, from being slaves to Paroi. And since I took you out of slavery, that is sufficient that you should be meshubah to me, you should be obligated to me, and have to do my mitzvahs. And the second of the Aseres HaDibros is Lo Yilecha. There should not be to you Elohim Acherim, other gods, Alponai, before me. And Rashi says two pshatim in the words Alponai. One pshat is Alponai, before me, b'chol mokan, in any place. Since I exist everywhere, therefore, if the pasuk is saying there should not be any Avodah Zarah before me, it means in any place in the world. Rashi says a second pshat, Alponai, means kol zman shani kayom, as long as I exist. At any time, you are not allowed to have an Avodah Zarah. What does the pasuk mean when it says Elohim Acherim, other gods? Obviously, there are no other gods besides Hashem. Rashi in Parshas Yisroi explains with two pshatim. One pshat is Elohim, gods, Acherim, that other people make them into gods. Really, they are not gods, but Acherim make them into Elohim. Another pshat is Elohim, gods, Acherim, who act like strangers to the ones who worship them. They don't answer the ones that worship them. Elohim, gods, Acherim, who are like strangers. Loisaselecha fesel, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, kol tmuna, of any likeness, asher bashamayim mimal, that is in the heavens above, asher ba'oretz mitochas, and that is in the earth below, asher ba'mayim mitachas la'oretz, and that is in the waters beneath the earth. If you look in Parshas Yisroi by the Dibros Rishonos, it says v'chol tmuna, However, over here it says kol tumuna. Why over there does it say an extra vav? And the Baal HaTurim explains that since this pasuk is referring to avodah zarah, the vav is alluding to the six types of avodah zarah mentioned earlier in Parshas Vayeschanan, Perik Dalid, Pasuk Tezayin, and on. Where over there it says you should not make a tavnis zachar or nekeva. Zachar and nekeva are two. Tavnis kol behema, a form of any animal, is three. Tavnis kol tzipar, a form of any bird, is four. Tavnis kol roimes ba'adama, a form of anything that creeps on the earth, is five. And tavnis kol doga, a form of any fish, is six. So the vav in Parshas Yisroi on the word v'chol tumuna is alluding to these six types of avodah zarah. Loishishtachav Elohim, do not bow down to them, veloisa of them, and do not worship them in other ways. The pasuk says, you shall not have an avodah zarah, lo yilecha. You shall not make an avodah zarah, lo sasilecha. And even if you do not have one, and you did not make one, loishishtachav Elohim, veloisa of them, do not bow down to them, and do not worship them. Ki anochi Hashem Elokecha kelkano, because I am Hashem your God, who is a jealous and zealous God, who punishes and takes revenge against those who worship Avodah Zarah. As Rashi said earlier in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, that Hashem is Mekanei Linkoim, he is jealous to take Nekama from those who worship Avodah Zarah. Poiket Avon Ovois Albonim, Hashem remembers the sins from fathers to children, Val Shilashim Val Ribeim, to the third and fourth generation, L'soinoi, to the ones who hate me. The ones who are oichiz maase avoiseim biyedehem, they hold on to the evil deeds and the evil ways of their fathers, and they also do those averis, they too will be punished for their father's sins, for three generations and for four generations back. Ve'oise chesed la'alofim, and Hashem watches the chesed that a person does for 2,000 generations. Ve'oise chesed is like saying, ve'noitzer chesed sha'odom oise. He watches the chesed that a person does for 2,000 generations, lo'ehavai, to the ones who love me, u'lishomrei mitzvosav, and to the ones who watch his mitzvos. And from here we see that midah toiva, the good measurement, is greater than midas peronios, the measurement of punishment, by 500 times. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the averis, he only remembers it for four generations. However, when he watches the chesed that a person does, he watches it for 2,000 generations later. So we see that the midah toiva is 500 times greater than the midah of peronius. And the third of the Aseret HaDibros is, Loisisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, you shall not swear in the name of Hashem your God for nothing in vain, Ki lo yinaka Hashem Eis Asher Yisa Eshemoy Lashov. Hashem will not forgive the one who swears in his name in vain. And Rashi in Parshas Yisroi explains why it says Lashov twice. The first Lashov is, as Targum says, L'magono, for nothing. He swears that this piece of wood is a piece of wood, and this piece of stone is a piece of stone. This is obvious, and there is no reason for a shvua. He is swearing a shvua shav, a shvua for nothing. The second time that it says Lashov, as Targum says, means L'shikra. It is a lie. He swears that this piece of wood, or this piece of stone, is a piece of gold. So the first Lashav is for no reason, a shvua in vain, and the second one is a shvuas sheker. And the fourth of the Aseret HaDibros is the mitzvah of Shabbos, and the pasuk says, Shomar, always watch es yom haShabbos l'kadoshoy, the day of Shabbos, to make it holy, ka'asher tzivicho Hashem elokecho, like Hashem your God has commanded you already in Mora. Because before Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they received certain mitzvahs in Mora. And one of those mitzvahs was the mitzvah of Shabbos, together with the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, and certain dinim. And over here the pasuk says, Shomer es yom haShabbos l'kadshoy. Watch the day of Shabbos to make it holy. However, in the Dibros Rishonos, in Parshas Yisroi, it says, Zochar, remember es yom haShabbos l'kadshoy. And Rashi says that Zochar v'Shomer b'dibor echad nemru, Zochar and Shomer were said by Hashem in one utterance and in one word. However, we must understand that although Zohar and Shomer were said in one utterance, what was written on the Luchais? Was Zohar written on the Luchais, or was Shomer written on the Luchais? And the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Yisroi brings down a few shitas. The first pshat that he says is that the first Luchais that were broken were written with the words stated in Parshas Yisroi. However, the second Luchais, which Moshe brought down and gave to Klal Yisrael, had written what was stated here in Parshas Vayeschanan. And the Netziv in Pasuk Yutes explains that this is the meaning of what we say on Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, Ushnei Luchais Avonim Hori B'Yodoi, and two stone tablets Moshe brought down in his hands, because of Bohem Shemira Shabbos, and it was written on them Shemira Shabbos. In the second Luchos that Moshe brought down, it said Shomar es Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy. The second shot that Ibn Ezra says is that the Dibrois in Parshas Yisroi are the Iker, the main Dibrois, and the way it is stated in Parshas Yisroi was the way it was written on the Luchos. A third shot, it says, is that Yerushalmi in Shkolim, Perik Vav, Halacha Aleph, brings down a machloikis. How many Dibrois were written on each tablet? One shot is 5 Dibrois on one and 5 Dibrois on the other. However, there is a shita that says that there were 10 Dibrois written on one and 10 Dibrois written on the other. According to the shita, we can say that the 10 Dibrois written on one of them had the version of Parshas Yisroi, and the 10 Dibrois written on the second stone had the version that was written in Parshas Vo'eschanan. There is yet a fourth pshat we can say in Rashi according to the girsa of the Yosef Halal. According to Yosef Halal, the girsa in Rashi is that Zochav Shomar B'dibur Echad Nemru, they were said in one utterance, Uveteva Achas Nichtavu, and in one word they were written, which means in the Luchais, both Zochar and Shomar were written as one word. And the pasuk continues, Sheshes Yomim, 6 days, Tavo, you shall work. Ve'osiso kom lachtecho, and when Shabbos comes, it should be as if all your work was finished. You shall not think about your work on Shabbos. Ve'osiso kom lachtecho, it should be as if all your work has already been done. Ve'yom ha'shvi, and the 7th day, Shabbos, will be a day of rest. La'shem alekecho, for Hashem your God. Lo'sase chom lacha, on this day you shall not do any work. Ato, not you, uvincha uvitecha, and not your son nor your daughter. As Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi, this is referring to your son and your daughter who are ketanim, minors, and they are not allowed to do work for you. The avdecha v'amasecha and your eved knani and your shifcha knanis cannot do work. Since an eved knani has mitzvahs like an isha, and just like an isha cannot do work on Shabbos, neither can your eved knani and shifcha knanis. V'sharecha and your ox, v'chamorecha and your donkey, v'chol behemtecha and all your animals cannot do work on Shabbos. And the Shach explains why over here it specifies Shercha v'chamorcha, your ox and your donkey, which it does not say in the Dibrois Rishonos in Parshas Yisroel. He says, now Klal Yisrael were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, where they would live a life different than they had lived in the Midbar. There in Eretz Yisrael, they would have to plow, plant, and harvest. That is why Moshe specified to them, on Shabbos you will not be able to use your ox to plow, nor your donkey to carry your load of tefuah. Visharecha, your ox will not be able to plow for you in Eretz Yisrael. Vachamorecha, and your donkey will not be able to carry your loads. Vechol behemtecha, and all your animals will not be able to do work for you. Vegerecha, and your ger asher bisharecha, that lives in your gates. Leman yonuach, in order that they will rest. Avdecha v'amoscha kamoicha, your eved and your oma, just like you. Why do we need this pasuk, leman yonuach, avdecha v'amoscha kamoicha, after the pasuk already said v'avdecha v'amosecha earlier in the pasuk? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Dalet Sifkatan Aleph explains that the first pasuk of Va'avdecha Va'amosecha is telling you that just like an isha cannot do work on Shabbos, an eved knani who has mitzvahs ki isha also cannot do work on Shabbos. The pasuk of Leman Yonuach Avdecha Va'amosecha is telling you that it is incumbent upon the master to make sure that his slave does not work. Leman yonuach, avdecha v'amoscha kamoicha, just like you, the master, does not do work, you have to make sure that your eved knani and shivcha knanis also do not do work on Shabbos. V'zocharta, and you shall remember, ki eved ha'yisa v'eretz Mitzrayim, that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim, v'yotziacho Hashem alekecha misham, and Hashem your God took you out of there, v'yod chazoka, with a strong hand, uv'zroya netuya, and an outstretched arm. Akein, therefore, since he took you out of Mitzrayim, Tzivcho Hashem Alekecho, Hashem has commanded you, Lasos Yom HaShabbos, to do the day of Shabbos. According to the simple meaning of the Pasuk seems to be saying that the reason why we keep Shabbos is because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And L'chorah, that seems to contradict what we said in the Dibrois Rishonos, where over there the Pasuk says the reason why we keep Shabbos is because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th day, and just like He rested on the 7th day, so too must we rest on the 7th day. Because of this question, Rashi divides this Pasuk into two separate statements. The first statement is, V'zocharta, and you shall remember, Ki Eved Yisa Beretz Mitzrayim, that you were an Eved in the land of Mitzrayim, V'yotziach Hashem Alekecha Misham, V'yod Chazoka, V'zroinu Tuya, and Hashem took you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And since he took you out of Mitzrayim, where you were slaves, therefore you are now an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you must keep his mitzvahs. Not only the mitzvahs that are easy, but even the mitzvahs that have a chesaron kiss that cause you to lose money, like Shabbos, where you can't work on Shabbos, you must also keep such a mitzvah. Then the Pasuk says a separate statement, Al kein, therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and rested on the seventh day, Tzivcho Hashem Elokecha la'aseh es yom ha'Shabbos, Hashem has commanded you to keep the day of Shabbos. The Pasuk is saying two separate things. The Pasuk is saying the reason why we must keep Shabbos is like it says in the Dibros Rishonos, because Hashem rested on the seventh day. And the second thing the Pasuk is telling us is why we have to keep Shabbos and all the other mitzvahs more than the Goyim have to. And that is because we were slaves, and Hashem took us out of slavery. Therefore, we are obligated to our master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the way the Devek Toiv learned Rashi. The Mesiach Ilmim and the Sefer HaZikaron learned the Al Kain Tzivcha in the Pasuk a bit differently than the Devek Toiv. They say, Al Kain, therefore, since Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, and you are his slaves, Tzivcha, you must listen to what Hashem has commanded you to keep the Shabbos. The Pasuk is not telling us the reason why you must keep Shabbos, but rather, Al Kain Tzivcha, therefore you must listen to what Hashem has commanded you, since you are his slaves. So according to the Devek Toiv, Al Kain Tzivcha is going back to the Dibros Rishonos, where there it says that we must rest on Shabbos because Hashem rested by Briyas HaOlam. Al Kain, therefore, since Hashem rested on the seventh day by Briyas HaOlam, Tzivcha, he has commanded you to rest on the seventh day. And according to the Mesiach Ilmim and the Sefer HaZikaron, Al Kain Tzivcha means, since we are your slaves, Hashem, Al Kain, therefore we must listen to Tzivcha, what you have commanded us concerning Shabbos. So according to all Pshatim and Rashi, the only reason for keeping Shabbos is what is stated in the Dibros Rishonos, that Hashem rested on the seventh day by Briyas HaOlam. However, the Rambam in Sefer Mori Devuchim, Beis Lamed Aleph, and also the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Lamed Beis, learn the Pasuk Kipshutai, that the Pasuk is telling us another reason for Shabbos, besides for the reason for Shabbos that we stated in the Dibros Rishonos. Since Hashem rested on the seventh day, we too must rest on the seventh day. There is a second reason for keeping Shabbos. Since you were a slave in Mitzrayim, and Hashem caused you to rest from your slavery, therefore we must rest on the seventh day, as a zecher, a remembrance that Hashem caused us to rest from the slavery of Mitzrayim. And the fifth of the Aseres HaDibrois is honoring your parents. Kabed es avicha v'esimecha, honor your father and your mother. Kasher tzivcho Hashem lekecha, just like Hashem your God has commanded you already in Mara, because kibud avaim was one of the mitzvahs that were said to Klal Yisrael in Mara. L'man yarichun yomecha, in order that your days will be long, u'l'man yitav loch, and in order that it will be good for you, al ha'adomo asher Hashem lekecha noisen loch, on the land that Hashem your God is giving you. And why does it say a lashon of l'man yitav loch, that it will be good for you, by the Dibros Achronois over here in Va'eschanon, and it does not say l'man yitav loch by the Dibros Rishonois in Parshas Yisroi? And the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, answers that by the first Dibros we cannot use a lashon of toiv, good, hoyel v'seifon l'ishtaber, since those luchois were going to be broken. However, by these luchois that were not broken, it says a lashon of yitav loch, a lashon of toiv. And the Ksav Sofer asks, why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us in the Aseres HaDibros that you were already commanded about Shabbos and Kibud Avaim in Moro? What is the significance of Ka'asher Tzivcho Hashem Lekecho, that Hashem had already commanded you this mitzvah, these mitzvahs in Moro? He answers that you might keep Shabbos and Kibud Avaim because these are logical mitzvahs. Shabbos makes sense. A person, by resting one day a week, rejuvenates himself to work better during the other days of the week. Therefore, the Pasuk says by Shabbos, Kasher Tzivcho Hashem Lekecho, keep Shabbos like I commanded you in Moro. In Moro, which was in the Midbar, the Yidden did not have to work, since their food and all their basic needs were provided for them. Don't keep Shabbos because it is logical, but rather because like I commanded you in Moro, where there the logical reasons did not apply. Do it because this is a mitzvah of Hashem. So too by Kibud Avaim, a person might think that the reason to keep the mitzvah is to reciprocate for the good that our parents have done for us. Therefore the Pasuk says, keep the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim like you were commanded in Moro, where there in the Midbar, parents did not support their children, the Mun did. Parents didn't buy clothing for their children, their clothing grew with them and were cleaned and pressed by the Anani HaKavod. So in the Midbar, Kibud Av V'Em was not so logical. The Pasuk is saying, keep the mitzvah like I commanded you in Marah, where there you had to keep it as a choik and not as a logical reciprocation. And the Pasuk continues, Leisirtzach, you shall not kill, V'Leisinof, and you shall not commit adultery, you shall not have relations with a married woman, V'Leisignoiv, and you shall not kidnap, V'Leisa'anev, V'Reacha, Eitshav, you shall not bear a false witness against your friend. And although in the first Dibrois it says Eid Sheker, and over here it says Eid Shav, Ramban answers that not only a Eid Sheker, a false testimony that will cause a loss of money to your friend, but even an Eid Shav, a vain witness, which really will not have any consequences and will not cause a loss of money, still that is Usur. And the last of the Aseres HaDibrois is the Isser of desiring and coveting what your friend has. You shall not desire your friend's wife. You shall not desire your friend's house. Sadeyu, his field. V'avdoi, and his servant. V'amosoi, and his maidservant. Shari v'achamoroi, his ox and his donkey. V'choyla asher l're'echo, and you shall not desire anything that belongs to your friend. And the Ramban explains the difference between loisachmoid and loisisaveh. Loisachmoid prohibits somebody to desire what his friend has and to take action and try to get it. However, loisisaveh is even if somebody just desires without taking any action, the mere fact that in his heart he desires what somebody else has is already transgressing this prohibition. And the Mepharshim point out, why over here in the Dibrois in Voischanon does it mention first Eishes Re'echo, and then Beis Re'echo. However, in Parshas Yisroi, it says Beis Re'echo first, and then Eishes Re'echo. And the Ibn Ezra answers that the Anshei Seichel first build themselves a house, and then get married, like it says in Parshas Yisroi. However, Moshe over here was using the order of the desires of the Bachrim, the young men who have a Taivas Noshim, and first they desire Eishes Re'echo, before they desire Beis Re'echo, the property of their friend. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Gimel. Lo yisavoseinu b'vad, not only to our forefathers alone, Koras Hashem, did Hashem seal this bris, but also ki itanu, with us also. Panim b'fanim, face to face. Rashi says it does not literally mean face to face, but rather directly did Hashem speak to you. Amar Rabbi Rachya said, kach amar Moshe, so did Moshe say, al toimru, do not say, ani mata eschem aloy davar, I am trying to trick you on something that is not true, kederach shehasir sur oise, ben hamoicher lilakeach, just like a middleman does between the seller and the buyer, by telling the seller something that is not true, and telling the buyer something that is not true, in order to swing the deal. Hare hamoicher atzmei medaber imachem, the seller himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke to you directly, and I acted in the role of an honest broker, not changing anything that Hashem said. Zakrashi Lamor saying, Moisef, it is going back on Pasuk Dalet, where there it says, Al Diber Hashem Imochem Bahor Mitocha Eish, that Hashem spoke to you from the mountain, from the midst of the fire. Lamor, he said, Anochi Hashem Lekecho, the Aseres Hadibrois. Ve'onochi Oimei Ben Hashem Uveinechem, and I stood between Hashem and you, and related from the third Dibrois and on. Al Ponai, you shall not have any Avodah Zorah Al Ponai. Zakrashi B'chol Mokim Asherani Shom. Wherever I am, v'zehu kol ha'olam, and this means in the whole world. Davar acher, another pshat, kol zman sh'ani kayam, as long as I exist, which means at any time. And the Maskil of David and the Be'er Ba'asoder are both medayik, that Rashi in Parshas Yisrael only brings down the second pshat, that alponai means kol zman sh'ani kayam, at all times. He does not bring down the first pshat, which says b'chol mokim, at all places. Be'er Ba'asoder answers that since Klal Yisrael were now about to enter Eretz Yisrael, they might think that the Isser of Avodah Zarah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Rashi brings down another pshat, Al Ponai, before me, Bechol Mokoim, in all places. Avodah Zarah is Usser even in Chutz Laretz. Zok Rashi, Aseres HaDibrois, Kvar Pirashtim, the Aseres HaDibrois I have already explained earlier in Parshas Yisroi, and therefore Rashi only explains certain differences between what it says over here and it says over there. However, the main pirish is over there in Parshas Yisroi. Shamar. So Rashi over here it says Shamar, uverishoinos huaymer zachar, and by the first Dibrois it says Zachar. Shnehem bedibur echad, they were both said in one utterance by Hashem, uveteva achas nemru, and in one word they were said, uveshmiya achas nishma'u, and in one hearing they were heard. We have the girsa uveteva achas nemru, they were said in one word, which seems to be the same thing as bedibur echad, in one utterance. However, Sefer Yosef Halal has a different girsa. Shnehem b'dibur echad, they were both said with one utterance, and then Rashi says something else. Uveteva achas nichtavu, and in one word they were written, which means that both Zohar and Shomer were written as one word in the Luchas. Kasher tzivcha, like Hashem had commanded you, koydem matan Torah b'mara, before matan Torah in mara. V'zocharta, and you shall remember, ki eved ha'yisa, that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim, almanas kein pito acha, on this condition he redeemed you from Mitzrayim, shetia loy oved, that you shall be a servant for him, v'tishmar mitzvoisav, and you shall obey and watch his mitzvois, not only the easy mitzvois, but even the mitzvois like Shabbos that have a chisaron kiss. And we have already explained, according to the Devek Toiv, the Mesiach Ilmim, and the Sefer HaZikaron, how Rashi will learn the end of the pasuk, the al kein tzivcha. Kasha tzivcha, like Hashem commanded you, af al kibud avoeim, even on kibud avoeim, nitztavu b'mara, were they commanded in mara. Shenema, like the pasuk says over there, sham sam loy chayku mishpat, over there he gave them chukim and mishpatim. And one of them was kibud avoeim. And the Ramban asks on Rashi, that Rashi himself in Parashas Bishalach on the pasuk, sham sam loy chayku mishpat, does not list kibud avoeim as one of the mitzvahs that were said in mara. It is only over here, and in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Rashi Divrei HaMaschil, Ve'ez Kol HaMishpatim, that Rashi adds on that Kibud Avoeim was also stated and said in Mara. Zok Rashi V'loy Sinof, Ein Lashon Niof, Elo Be'eshes Ish. The Lashon of Niof, when it says Loy Sinof, it means that somebody has relations with a married woman. And we have to understand, why does Rashi have to explain this again after having already explained this in Parshas Yisroi? And the Marshal in Sefer Yiriyah Shloimeh explains that here I might have thought Loisinov is referring to having relations with an unmarried woman. Since here by the Dibrei Shniyos it says a Vav connecting Loisirtzach and Loisinov, the Pasuk says Loisirtzach veLoisinov, you might think that they are connected. And this is the meaning of the Pasuk. Do not kill the husband in order to marry his wife. Loisirtzach. Do not kill the husband veLoisinov. And once he's dead, do not marry his wife. According to this pshat, the woman would not be an Eishes Ish because her husband is dead. That is why Rashi is telling us here too, Loisinov is referring to an Eishes Ish, a married woman. And there is no connection between Loisirtzach and Loisinov. Zok Rashi Loisisave, you shall not desire. Loiseroig, like Targum says, Loiseroig, which means you shall not desire. Afu Lashon Chemda, this is also an expression of desiring. Kimoy, like it says in Parshas Bereishis, Nechmad Lamare, it is pleasing to the sight. The Metargaminon Targum says on the words Nechmad Lamare, the Mirageg Lamechse, it is pleasing to the sight. So we see the Lashon Mirageg means pleasing and desirable. So too, Loiseroig means you shall not desire.